Saturday morning, Nan Lesnick is joining us. She's our expert when it comes to setting up your financial future. That's right. She's our retirement expert, and she's with us here on Power Talk Radio. Good morning, Nan.
Good morning, Mark.
Say, we got started the other day on an IRS letter that came out, five bombshells about the coronavirus-related distributions from IRS Notice 2020-50. And one of the things you had mentioned the other day, that it was now possible for people who've been impacted by the coronavirus that are under the age of 59 and a half, that they are able to take some distributions from their retirement plans without penalty. And this is a special thing that the IRS has done. And there are five different things, and we wanted to run through those. And we had started on the first one there about the distributions. Is it only for the 2020 year, or will it roll into 2021?
We don't know that yet.
Okay.
We'll see about that. Right now, it's just the 2020 year that we're talking about. You mentioned the 59 and a half. That's for people who would normally have a 10% penalty for withdrawing early. But even those who are over 59 and a half, who weren't not yet planning to begin drawing, if they draw on their qualified plan, they also can take advantage of these special rules and pay that money back. Some people may have a temporary, who knows what temporary means these days, but have a temporary effect on their income, but that will right itself over time. They may want to be able to repay that money to their retirement plan. But here's the big rub. It originally, under the CARES Act, where this just came out, the person was someone who was diagnosed with the virus, and they had, or their spouse or dependent. Now, that was dependent, meaning the person who they can include on their tax return was diagnosed with COVID-19. Mm-hmm. So that's what the definition was previously. So we can kind of condense that by saying, if you were a member of your family were diagnosed with the illness and you suffered financial setback, you are eligible to make this early withdrawal. Now, this has been expanded. Now it says, if anyone in your household, so an individual who experiences adverse financial consequences as a result of the individual having a reduction in pay or their spouse or a member of the individual's household, and it says as defined below. I'll tell you what it says below. Anyone who lives in your household on a regular basis. So let's just say I had in my household, I'm making this up. I have a large house. I live near a university and I have rented rooms to college students.
Right.
They live in my household. Now they're gone because the colleges have closed.
Mm-hmm.
They went back to their parents or whatever. I now have a financial hardship because a source of income ceased because of the ripple effect of COVID-19.
Right.
How about that? So I see this as, first of all, an opportunity for people who have had their finances disrupted, even though they did not become ill. I also see it as a place where people might try to take advantage of the rules, maybe stretch the rules. And I don't know if that's going to be how that's going to work out. What's the enforcement going to be? What's the possibility of retaliation from the IRS? Retaliation, how about that word? Later on. It's very interesting. And one of the things that this article says, and this article is written by a colleague of mine who really knows her stuff, Deborah Taylor, says, take it even if you don't need it. You can pay it back. But as to whether or not you should take it, well, I don't know. But if you take it and turns out you don't have the financial hardship, you can repay it. No harm, no foul. Because some people see the financial hardship hasn't yet hit them.
Right.
Okay. Let me give you a quick example of that. My husband's business never closed because they're involved in some housing projects.
Mm-hmm.
And so they worked all through the time when other people were shut down. Now they're seeing the slowdown because new projects weren't started during that time of, when everything was shut down, shall we say. So it's a very interesting scenario that we find ourselves in. And that's the philosophy behind take it even if you don't need it, because the window may close and the hardship might hit you a little bit later.
That's a great point. By the way, it mentions here that some of the different vehicles you can take the loan from, an IRA, a retirement annuity IRA, a 401k, a 403a, and you annuity plan, a 457B or a 403B. But, you know, looking at, say, a 401K, what if someone already has an outstanding loan from their 401K? I wonder if they would still be able to access that plan again for some more money if they found themselves in financial need, or I wonder if that's going to be, they're going to run into whatever the plan rules happen to be.
Well, okay, so the first sentence you said had a word in it we don't want to use. Mm-hmm. You said take a loan from. These are not loans. These are withdrawals.
Oh, these are disbursements.
Right. Distributions.
Okay, got
that's
it.
The word.
Got it.
However, you can pay them back if you choose to do so. So it's really in a completely different category than a loan. But let's just say you have you had $250,000 in your 401k. You currently have a $50,000 loan from your 401k. That's a completely separate bookkeeping situation. You can take a distribution, and let's just say you need $25,000 to get you over the hump. That $25,000 is under different rules than that loan of $50,000 that you already had on the books.
Got it. That's okay. Certainly good.
So, yeah, but I'll tell you what, this is going to be an administrative challenge, shall we say, for plan administrators. Because just imagine, I mean, my hypothetical company that has 200 employees, they were shut down for a period of time. They got the PPP loans. Their people got unemployment. They got the additional $600 per week. And now they have the ability to do this. The administrative burden on the employer is going to be pretty significant because they're going to have to account for how that money on the PPP was paid to people. They are going to have to account for these distributions that were made if they're involved in any way in the administration, and they probably are, and the repayments. I mean, this is going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. And I think that, as I just said, you should versus you could take the distribution. I think something that people need to weigh pretty carefully is how close am I to retirement? If this gets really gummed up, the works of this and the administration and the employer is kind of, you know, thrown off guard and not knowing exactly what to do, that might mess up my plans for retirement. So I think that we really should look carefully as to whether or not it's a good move to take this at this point in time. If you're under 62, shall we say, if you're not planning to retire in the next 2 years, fine. There's a lot here. I think we ought to continue to talk about this next week because there's a lot more here that I think our people would like to hear about.
Definitely. We will do that. Nan Lesnick's been our guest today. You can reach her at the office in Monterey, 831-656-0236. Online, it's lesnickcompany.com. Her email is nan@lesnickcompany.com. Nan, thank you for your time, and we'll chat again next Thursday.
Thank you, Mark.